We moved quickly in 1993 to put in place a policy of invest and grow. Cut the deficit, invest in our people, open new markets around the world through tough trade agreements. We are now in the fourth year of the disciplined, tough five-year economic strategy we put in place in 1993. The results of the strategy are now clear and no longer subject to reasonable debate. 12 million new jobs, the highest economic growth in a decade, the lowest unemployment in 24 years, the lowest inflation in 30 years, the largest decline in income inequality since the 1960s. And the deficit has been cut already by 77%. Our economy is now the envy of the world. That progress has brought us to this rare moment in history and made it possible for us to balance the budget in a way that balances our values. America needs a balanced budget that is in balance with our values, that protects Medicare and Medicaid, education and the environment, that gives tax relief to working families, and that prepares our people for the 21st century. That is exactly what this budget does. What is important about the agreement is not only what it does on a spreadsheet, but what it will do for our families and our future. It keeps our fundamental commitments to our parents, preserving and protecting Medicare for at least a decade without steep premium increases. Because of this agreement, 5 million American children will have health care who do not have it today. The agreement protects our air, our water, and our land for future generations. I'm especially pleased that it includes the funds to clean up 500 of our most dangerous toxic waste sites and to go forward with our commitment to preserve and restore the Florida Everglades. It helps to move people from welfare to work by providing tax incentives to businesses to hire welfare recipients and support for community service jobs in areas of high unemployment. It restores unwise cuts made last year and restores fair treatment to immigrants who legally come to America for the promise it provides. It gives middle-class families tax relief to help sell a home, raise their children, and send those children to college. In each of these ways, it honors our values. At the very heart of this agreement, however, is its historic investment in education. This agreement includes the most significant increase in education funding in 30 years. Even more important, it provides the largest single increase in higher education since the GI Bill in 1945, more than 50 years ago. That landmark legislation gave opportunity to millions of Americans and gave birth to the American middle class. That was my goal for this budget, to dramatically expand opportunity through education and give all our children the tools they need to succeed in a new economy in a new century. That is why I insisted that this balanced budget also be America's education budget. It not only puts our fiscal house in order, it opens the schoolhouse door wider than ever before. With $35 billion in tax relief for higher education, including our Hope Scholarship tuition tax credit to make 2 years of education after high school as universal as a high school education is today, and tax deductions for all the costs of tuitions after high school. It includes the largest increase in Pell Grant scholarships for deserving students in 3 decades. It helps to raise standards in our schools. It funds our America Reads Challenge to make sure every 8-year-old can read independently. It helps to bring the information age to our schools so that we can meet the goal that the Vice President has worked so hard for to connect all of our schools and libraries to the internet by the year 2000. All across America last year, I said I wanted a nation in which every 8-year-old would be able to read, every 12-year-old could log on to the internet, every 18-year-old could go to college, every adult could keep on learning for a lifetime. This balanced budget takes a major stride toward these goals. This is not only the first balanced budget in a generation. It is an American balanced budget that protects our values for future generations. So I say to all members of Congress of both parties, take this balanced budget agreement and write it into law. If we stay true to this historic agreement, if we have the courage to eliminate the deficit while dramatically expanding opportunity through education, we will enter the 21st century stronger and better prepared for the challenges and the opportunities that lie ahead. Thank you very much.
Mr. President.